President Trump is so masterful, as we know, in any type of PR, sucking up all the air and energy, you know, out of the media. And he's already basically labeled a number of these other opponents, right? I mean, he's already called Ron the Sanctimonious, and you mentioned Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley, you know, regurgitated that sanctimonious nonsense in one of her tweets. I think it was yesterday.
Oh my goodness! So, she's biting on DeSantis's heels the same way that DeSantis is biting on Trump's heels right now. Well, let me quickly transition then to the general election, because I was listening to NPR. Yes, Kevin Wall listeners, I do listen to NPR sometimes. You got to know what the enemy is saying.
You have to be able to hear exactly. That's why I've never closed minded into going into the lion's den. I think it's more beneficial.
Hey, listen, Amy, we're going to go to a quick break, and we'll have a hard break roughly about a minute before we have to go to the news. Hold fast. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Amy Tarkanian. This is Nigel Drenas live and local on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
670 KMZQ presents At the Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
Hi, I'm Ronnie the Tax Lady. Do you or your business owe money to the IRS? Then call me today and get qualified for CNC tax status, and you won't pay the IRS a dime. That's right. If you qualify for financial hardship through the CNC program, you won't pay the IRS a dime. Call now and speak with a tax professional, 800-699-3301. That's 800-699-3301. Or go to RonnieTheTaxLady.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, this is Nigel Drenas coming back. Real quick, Amy, we've only got about 30 seconds in a rematch of Trump versus Biden. What's your pick? What's your bet in Las Vegas?
Oh, you're not going to like my answer, but I think it's going to be Biden.
Oh, no! Well, fortunately, as Amy does walk on water, but she's not God, so she could be wrong. Thank you so much,
that
Amy Tarkanian. And I know you'll be voting and working to get Trump reelected, but we got to go. We'll have you on again soon. Thank you so much. Niger Innes for Live and Local, Kevin Wall.
Dynamic entertainers to ever grace the stage. The showroom at South Point presents Frankie Marino, All the Hits. All the Hits. People just can't get enough of this spectacular show. April 28th and 29th. Tickets to the box office online at southpointcasino.com or charge by phone 702-797-8055. Frankie Marino at the South Point.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent areas of Henderson, including Cadence, Sun City McDonald Ranch, and portions of East Henderson. Catch me on The Kevin Wall Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2023 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The U.S. economy slowed sharply from January through March, decelerating at just a 1.1% annual pace as higher interest rates hammered the housing market and businesses reduced their inventories. PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fauché says the R word is still in play.
I think that this actually makes it a little more likely that we get a recession, both because demand remains strong and inflation remains much higher than the Federal Reserve would like.
But consumer spending, which accounts for about 70% of U.S. economic activity, remained resilient, growing at a 3.7% annual pace, the fastest such rate in nearly 2 years. Spending on goods in particular was solid. It rose at its fastest pace since the second quarter of 2021. Also at townhall.com, West Virginia Governor Jim Justice says he'll run for the Senate next year in a bid to defeat Democrat Joe Manchin. Bob Agnew has more.
Governor Justice has filed the paperwork to run for the Senate. His Thursday announcement expected to put new pressure on Manchin, the sometimes GOP ally who's drawn the ire of Republicans for voting with President Biden last year to pass the Inflation Reduction Act. The 72-year-old Justice is barred by state law from seeking a third consecutive term as governor. His decision sets up what's expected to be Manchin's toughest test in 3 decades of West Virginia politics. Republicans have made flipping his seat a priority as they seek to regain the Senate majority in 2024. Bob Agnew reporting.
The head of NATO says the military alliance's members and its partner countries have delivered now more than 98% of the combat vehicles promised to Ukraine during Russia's invasion and war. The equipment gives Kyiv a much bigger punch in the war. The Dow finished up 526 points today, the NASDAQ up 287. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or a download.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 104, as we check out your conditions on the roadways right now, we do see some bumper-to-bumper flows through you-know-where. That's right, around the Tropicana Avenue exit, the Tropicana Construction Zone. Bumper-to-bumper conditions, northbound 15 at Sunset, southbound 15 at Spring Mountain continues. Those lane restrictions there might slow you down on Summerlin Parkway. That's both directions at Anasazi. That project is going to be completed soon. You'll touch the brakes on the Beltway 215 West at Gillespie. And watch for accidents Nellis at Sahara, Harmon at Las Vegas Boulevard, and an injury incident Arville at Spring Mountain.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Well, here we are, hour two. Again, Jim, the time just flies by when we're on together, my friend.
It goes quick.
This is Niger Innes, your able substitute host for Kevin Wall, who will be back at the helm, captaining this ship tomorrow on Friday. He will be back from McAllen, Texas, where he was doing the Lord's work in investigating the crisis that we have at our southern border. Well, another hero of mine, an old dear friend, Chuck Booth, is on the line with us. Chuck is the president of CitizenOutreach.org and a political trainer, founder of Campaign Doctor, and of course, the author of Muth's Truths, which I read on a regular basis to find out what the heck is going on in my my adopted state that I love, Nevada, and around the country. Chuck, welcome to the airwaves.
Well, Nigel, we've known each other for over two decades now, and I still am so happy that you decided to move to Nevada. You're a Nevadan by choice, not by birth, and we're so lucky to have you here. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Chuck. And you know what? I get the feeling that when I was a boy, a little boy in Harlem, there was some cowboy in me, and I might have been a Nevada back then. Maybe in a prior life, I was a Nevadan as well. Hey, Chuck, I had the privilege of testifying last night in support of the governor's bill, AB 400, his education bill. And I want to talk about his whole agenda, actually, and get a report card letter grade from you on how you think he's doing. But let's talk a little bit about AB 400, which is the dramatic school reform bill that's promoting accountability, expansion of school choice, childhood literacy, and accountability, maybe the most important of the four pillars. What are your thoughts about it? Do you think it gets past the Ways and Means Committee and makes it to the floor of the Assembly and then gets passed in the Assembly and the Senate?
Well, I certainly hope so. Our kids need it desperately. Clearly, Nevada is still, you know, at the bottom of the tank there when it comes to education performance compared to other states. I mean, we're always at the bottom of the list. And everything that we've done in the past hasn't worked. And the Democrats, they're Johnny One Note. It's we need more money, more money, more money, more money. Well, remember, Niger, and I know you remember this, in 2015, we had the largest tax increase in
yep.
the state's history. All of the money, you know, was supposed to be the money that was going to finally fix education. That wasn't enough for them. Governor Lombardo, I think, has really put them in a box by offering, I mean, when they say it's underfunded, Governor Lombardo said, okay, great. I'm going to give you $2 billion more for education. But I'm also going to ask for this piddly little $50 million to expand opportunity scholarships so that more parents can exercise school choice, low-income and middle-income families. And they're still complaining. They don't want to give them the $50 million. They want to put that $50 million in the public schools. So we know what the problem is. I'm hoping that the bill, in some form, you know, it'll be amended. I'm sure there's going to be compromise. But I'm hoping that at least the opportunity scholarships part makes it through, so that we can increase that amount. And if not, then it's time for Nevadans to wake up. The only way you're going to fix education in this state. Is if you change some of these Democrats who have just dug in their heels and refused to allow these children to escape these bad public schools in this state. So we may have to wait until 2024 and then do a little bit of electioneering on Election Day.
Well, you know, that brings me to another point, which is, you know, the governor's got one heck of an agenda. I mean, he's got Safer and Supportive Schools Act, AB 330, which passed actually on the Assembly floor. We've got AB 400, which you already talked about. We've got the Crime Reduction Act, which makes it a felony to possess any amount of fentanyl. Election Integrity Act, which I know is near and dear to you and I both, and Government Modernization and Efficiency Act. He's got an incredible agenda, but you know the reality is for conservatives, libertarians, Republicans, you know, just sane thinking Democrats and independents out there, none of this stuff is going to get through, or some of it will, but most of it is probably not going to get through in a pure form without the governor having a legislature that he can work with. What are the prospects for us having a legislature in 2025 that the governor can work with?
Well, you know, I unfortunately believe that in 2025, we're still going to be on defense. The way the Democrats redrew the districts after the census for last year, right now, Republicans they're in the minority in the Senate, but they have enough votes to sustain a gubernatorial veto. And really, Governor Lombardo is the only thing standing between us really becoming East California
or West Chicago. East California or West Chicago, one or the other.
Yeah. But the way they redrew the lines, the odds are there may be one Democrat seat in the state Senate that is flippable in 2024. It's more likely that we could lose one, two, and maybe even three Senate seats, which
will
put Republicans in the Senate in the superminority, and then the Democrats can push through any tax hike they want, and they can override any gubernatorial veto. The real future for the Republicans to just try to hold their ground for a while longer is going to be in the Assembly. They've got to pick up at least one seat to get out of the superminority. And then at least in the Assembly, they would be able to sustain gubernatorial vetoes. So that's where I'm right now, if I had to look at my crystal ball, I'd say the real game politically for Republicans has got to be in the state assembly. That's where we got the best chance to at least protect the gubernatorial veto, which is the only thing that's saving us right now.
No question about it. Have the Democrats with their COVID, I call it the COVID hustle of changing election laws, universal mail-in ballots, the fact that you go to the Department of Motor Vehicles and you could be there to renew your license. You could be there to get a license plate. You could be there just to ask a question about driving. And they automatically, unless you opt out, they automatically register you to vote. They don't check to see if you're a citizen. They don't check to see if you're a resident of Nevada. None of that really matters. You could be not only not a citizen, you could actually be here undocumented, or as we used to call it, illegally. And they're still going to register you to vote, or at least have you fill out voter registration. Have the Democrats essentially fixed the game so that it's going to be impossible for Republicans to win in the Assembly or the Senate?
Well, if you look at, after they redrew the district lines, Republicans lost seats last year in the state assembly, but there are I'd say probably a half a dozen assembly districts where the vote was close enough. We had some good candidates. They just didn't run very good campaigns. And I think last year, Niger, we saw kind of a blueprint on what you need to do to win in these swing districts. It's exactly what Governor Lombardo did to win in a swing state. You got to be a little bit more strategic, Republican Party. You cannot run these hardcore MAGA Republicans in districts that are swing districts and run on that type of a platform. It just doesn't resonate with the nonpartisan. So we really need to be a lot more strategic. The seats are definitely there. We got to get either different candidates, or they have to run different campaigns and different messaging. We can pick up those seats in 2024, but we're still going to have a problem, getting anything through. Even if you're not in a super minority, if you're in a minority, it's going to be tough to get anything through. My hope is that all the election reform proposals the governor has put forward, and they're all great proposals, but the one that I think probably matters most is what they did in 2021 and made permanent the fact that every active registered voter is automatically mailed a ballot. And only 500,000 out of the 1.8 million voters use that mail-in ballot. That's a terrible waste of money to be mailing ballots to people who didn't request them and didn't use them. It also opens up the potential for fraud much higher than it would otherwise be. The one thing I would love to see get through somehow is, instead of automatically mailing ballots, if you want to request a ballot by mail, like we always had with absentee ballots, you request it and you're mailed a ballot, and that's, fine. But to automatically mail it, that's insane. And I hope that's, the governor has some leverage, and I hope that's the point that we really stick on, because that's where the biggest problem is with the mail-in ballots, is having so many floating around out there that aren't being used and maybe even being mailed to bad addresses of people who don't live here anymore.
Or not, maybe not even alive, for that matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Unbelievable. Well, Chuck, we've got you. Thank goodness we've got you for the whole hour. Thank you so much for your time. Your time is valuable, and your information and knowledge is as valuable. We'll be right back after this short break. We're on with Chuck Muth, the author of Muth's Truths, which we all read, and the campaign doctor as well. We'll be right back after this short break. This is Niger Ennis, live and local, AM 670, KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 LIUNA proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hi, this is Assemblyman Toby Urich, representative for Nevada's Assembly District 19. I've lived in Nevada for almost 35 years, and I love our great state. I'm a retired police officer, having served 20 years with the Henderson Police Department. I am so excited to serve in the Nevada Assembly and to work with my fellow legislators to find solutions to challenges and to promote policies that will help all Nevadans. For more information about me and the issues I stand for, please visit my website at tobyurich.com.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are back. This is Niger Ennis substituting for Kevin Wall, who will be back on the airwaves tomorrow on Friday. I've been promoting that he'll be back on Monday, mistakenly, Jim. But I think by popular demand, he will be back at these airwaves tomorrow. And we're on with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, founder of CampaignDoctor.com, and the author of Muth's Truths. Well, Mr. Muth Truth, I need a truth from you. Does anybody in the field against President Trump have a shot at wrestling the nomination from him, or are we destined to have a Trump versus Biden rematch?
I think it's too early. I know some people are already trying to write off Ron DeSantis, and he's had a couple of stumbles over the past couple of weeks, but I think it's too early to write him off. Let's face it, he hasn't even officially announced yet. I do believe that Ron DeSantis is probably the only Republican candidate out there that can give Donald Trump a run for his money in the primary. And And frankly, I think it's too early for a lot of people. I mean, people who are on the fence, you don't have to jump off the fence immediately. Wait for DeSantis to get into the race, and then let's see what the campaign is when it really actively begins. And between you and me, and I don't know where you are with it, Niger, but I'm going to stay neutral. I want to see what happens here, because I think both men have cases to make on why, and one thing I'm looking at, why they are the most electable candidate against Joe Biden in 2024. Well, I mean, that's what this has really got to be all
you
about.
You use the operative word.
Or whatnot.
You use the operative word, which is electable. Can you hear me?
Right.
Yeah, electable. I think that is going to be key, because, you know, I was telling this to our last guest, Amy Tarkanian, that, you know, I was listening to NPR. You got to know what the enemy is saying. And NPR guest had a reporter from the New York Times that was saying that there's essentially a Democrat electoral.